Hey guys, welcome to my podcast called My Comfort Show, Gilmore Girls Tea and Inspired Recipes, where each week I chat about the TV show Gilmore Girls and I cook recipes that were inspired by each episode. As you probably know, my name is Mia, and this is officially our sixth episode together. There's an exciting announcement about the podcast, which is that I posted this on my Instagram last night, but we reached 50 individual listeners on all platforms. So I guess technically not all of the listeners are from Spotify. 50 is a big milestone. Time really flew by, but I'm really, really happy that people are listening to this, and it just makes me feel really supported, and I really love getting to know you all as well. I feel like this past week I've been having a lot of fun, and I was able to catch up with a bunch of my friends in the city because I am going to move to California in 2 days. I just wanted to make this last week full of friends and just going around the city and exploring and just really trying to make the most of it. And I have had so much fun. So that's just been really, really special. And I was just telling my friends earlier, I was saying that one thing that I do is whenever I'm sort of bored or don't feel like checking social media or doing anything like that, I just scroll through my camera roll and look at all the pictures and just kind of use the pictures as a way of remembering all the moments that I spent. And so I was able to get a lot of photos from this past week and spending time with my friends. And I just really look forward to like looking back on them later, or maybe when I'm on the plane to California and just remembering everything. So that is just really special. And yeah, that's pretty much how my week has been. I hope you all are doing really well. And let's get started with the episode for today. Oh my gosh, this episode is... A lot happened, and I'm gonna try to just go over the overarching plot, because I feel like if I went over everything, I would actually be here for 2 hours. But yeah, I would love to just get into it, and we'll talk in a bit. So, of course, the title of today's episode is Rory's Birthday Parties. It's season 1, episode 6, and the air date is November 9, 2000. And, of course, now is the perfect time for me to talk about my inspired recipe of the week, which, if you've been following me on my Instagram, then you've probably seen it already, but I kind of made two things actually. So on the same topic of meeting up with my friends this week, I was able to get some ube powder, which is purple yam powder. So it looks purple, and it actually kind of tastes like a potato. You know, it tastes like a yam. It's a bit sweet. But anyway, so I got that powder, and at the time that I got it, I had no idea how to use it, but I knew that I wanted to figure out some way of baking with it, because I had always heard about ube. Okay, so in this episode, Rory has a lot of her friends over, right? It's people from Stars Hollow. There's this feeling of communion among everyone, and everyone just kind of sharing experiences together. And that's usually how birthdays go, right? You always have a lot of friends over, and there's a cake or cupcakes or things like that. and it's all about making good memories with your friends. And so that really felt like a perfect tie-in with just how my week has been going. So I decided to make ube muffins and give them out to my friends, or at least the friends that I was able to see this week. So I basically just made these muffins and shared them with not only my friends, but also my grandparents as well, and my parents. So it felt really good to just make something for other people and have them try it. Yeah, in terms of the recipe, it was actually not that difficult to make. There were basically two pieces to it, where the first step is you have to make the ube jam, which is basically just the ube powder, and you add some water in a pot just to like rehydrate it. And then I added coconut milk, but I know that the more traditional way to make it is to use condensed milk. But I knew that I was going to make a big jar of ube jam, so I figured maybe I would make it unsweetened and just use coconut milk instead, so that if I want to use it like in more savory dishes, or if my parents want to have it, then I try to make things a little healthier if I'm going to make it for my family, if you know what I mean. So I just went with regular coconut milk, and it came together really well. I honestly even spread that jam on toast, and it was really good as well. But where it comes into the muffins is there's this recipe that I found from The Unlikely Baker, which I'll post the link in the podcast description. But the this blog, they made muffin batter. Like, once you make the batter, then you put it in the cupcake tins in a certain order. So it's like, first you put the batter, then you put the ube jam, and then you put more batter on top. And then finally, my favorite part is you put a coconut crumble, which is just shredded coconut, some melted butter, and flour and sugar, just all mixed up, and it kind of becomes a sort of crumbly texture, and you just sprinkle it on top, and it came out really, really well. I feel like, honestly, if there's one thing that I would change, and maybe if you decide to make this on your own as well, I would be very generous with the ube jam when you put it in your muffin tins or your cupcake tins. Some bites wouldn't have any jam in it, and then other bites would have a lot of jam. So either add more jam, or just make sure to mix it in really well, or like spread it across really well. So, but either way, they turned out really good. If you want to visually see how I made it, I put a video on my Instagram of how I made the muffins, and then there's also a separate video of how I made the jam as well. And yeah, it really wasn't that difficult. The Linzer cookies that I made for last episode were a lot more difficult. And if you're one of those people who likes to cook things to be more relaxed, then I would definitely go for something like muffins. So yeah, I hope that gives you a good sense of the difficulty and the stress level of the different things that I've made. But yeah, if you have your own recipes that were inspired by this episode and you'd like to share them, you can always email me at mycomfortshow@gmail.com or reach out to me on Instagram. And you can also reach out to me if you made any of the recipes that I shared, because I'd love to hear how it went. And yeah, I think that ends my cooking portion, and now we can actually get into the craziness that was this episode. Where we left off last week. Right, so last week really felt like the start of something big for both Rory and Lorelai. So a lot of romance going on. So we had Rory and Dean. They finally told each other that they were interested in each other. And Lorelai is also starting to date Max. And that was pretty much the takeaways from last week. And it's actually kind of interesting because I feel like we didn't really get much of a continuation on that for this week's episode. We did see a bit of Rory and Dean for sure, but it seems like a very slow moving pace with them. And we didn't see Max at all in this episode. We're kind of jumping around plot-wise, but that's fine. So we start out and we're at the family dinner. And I always like when we start the episode with the family dinner. And the lawyer is apparently coming, and Emily says that Rory should start looking around the place and see what she wants her grandparents to give her in their will. And I always thought it was funny. She says, stick a post-it on it. Like, it seems a bit morbid, but I mean, I guess maybe that's Emily's way of showing her love, is she wants to be generous with the things in her home, and she wants to pass them on to Rory. So that's kind of, I can sort of see how that would be a positive thing in Emily's mind. She probably, you know, she wants Rory to be happy with all those things. And kind of on that same topic, we notice little things here and there that Emily is doing for both Lorelai and Rory that show that she's really enjoying their company, even if she doesn't always say it outright. And she really loves Lorelai and Rory. And so, for example, she served them pudding, and she knows that Lorelai loves pudding even though she herself hates it. She thinks it's hospital food, apparently. And yeah, she just really seems to be stepping into the grandmother role, and she really seems to be enjoying these little things for Rory and also her own daughter. And yeah, she even asked Rory if she has any special requests for dinner next week, so we can tell that the weekly dinners are something that she thinks about throughout the week. So it's very sweet to see that and to sort of start the episode off with that. And then there's this part where Lorelai ends up pulling Emily to the side and explains that Rory's birthday is next Friday, so exactly a week later, and she wants to take that as an opportunity to push the family dinner to Saturday, so the day right after, instead of doing it on Friday. And Emily just wants the exact opposite, basically. Like, she just wants them to come in on Friday on Rory's birthday because it's so much more convenient. She thinks, well, let's throw Rory a birthday party that evening. And I mean, it's understandable why she feels that way. It does seem like a really convenient thing to do instead of having to have like a completely separate family dinner. Why not just make it all the same event? And so in the end, they settle on having two parties. So this is just important. It does get a little bit confusing, just the fact that they have two parties going on and kind of keeping track of what day each party is on. But all you need to know is that the party at Emily's place, so the grandparents' place, is on Friday, and the Gilmore girls, so Lorelai and Rory, will be hosting their own party at their own home the next day, so on Saturday. So that already seems like a big undertaking of just having two parties back to back like that. And I think we can kind of tell already that this episode is going to be very eventful and, just a lot going on. So, Lorelai ends up inviting the entire staff at the inn to Rory's birthday on Saturday. And, yeah, and there's also... Right, okay, so I did want to talk about this scene here. I'm just looking at my notes. Right, so the next kind of big thing that happens is that Emily wants to get Rory a birthday gift. And knowing Emily, she seems like she has a very expensive gift in mind, or just she wants to get something that's really valuable for Rory. And and Lorelai basically tells her that those kinds of things are not what Rory enjoys, and it's just not really her personality. And I did feel a lot of sympathy for Emily, just because, for example, she's talking on the phone with Lorelai. So it's Emily and Lorelai, and she says she wants to get Rory something special, and she only gets to see Rory once a week, and she wants to be let into their little secret club. And I just thought that phrasing of secret club is just kind of sad to think about, just the fact that Lorelai has kept her at such a far distance from her own granddaughter, and really, like, when she suggests that she buy Rory a gift, it's really just her way of wanting to get back in their lives and get to know them. You know, it's all about wanting to be closer to her family members. Now we can move on to, let's see, yeah, why don't we move on to what happens with Rory at school, because this is kind of where a bit of tension starts coming up. So Rory's at school and she's at the lockers, and Tristan comes over and he says happy birthday, which is kind of weird. Like, I don't think Rory would have told him that it was her birthday. How did he find out? Well, it turns out that Emily and Richard handed out invitations to basically all of the classmates at Rory's school. And the invitation's actually kind of funny. So, yeah, it is pretty embarrassing. I mean, at least for a teenager, it would be pretty embarrassing. It's printed in very nice font. I mean, it looks like one of those wedding invitations or something. And it, like, on the one hand, it does seem quite embarrassing, and you can tell that Rory is just really humiliated. But at the same time, I think coming from a more removed perspective, I find it pretty heartwarming to just think of how generous their family must be, and just to be able to host that many people in their home, and all these people who they don't know, and they just, I guess, falsely assume that Rory was friends with all of them. But to be able to open your home to all those people, like all those strangers, I think you'd have to be very generous to do that. And there is one small detail that I thought was kind of interesting, is that the invitation said that Rory's birthday was on October 8th, but this episode aired in November, which must have been kind of weird for viewers who were just watching it at the time when this episode came out. And that's something I never would have thought of before, because when I watch shows, I never think about exactly what day it aired on TV. I don't usually know those things. But yeah, just knowing that it came out in November and her birthday's in October, I don't know why those dates don't really line up. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting detail. But of course, this does become a bit of tension, and Rory is obviously hurt and humiliated from finding out that her grandparents particularly her grandmother, invited her whole school to the party on Friday. I think from her perspective, or from Rory's perspective, it just seems like maybe she's upset that Emily did something that is completely against what Rory would have wanted. And we know that people at her school are not very nice to her. So she must have been a bit nervous about that. But then also, yeah, just knowing that her grandmother doesn't really know what she wants and just kind of assumed that she wanted this without even asking. And I think that's a big problem, is just the fact that Emily didn't ask. Meanwhile, we have Lorelai and Emily are shopping for a gift for Rory, and this is kind of what I was talking about earlier, where Emily wants to get something more expensive, like a $200 pen, and Lorelai is basically there to guide Emily towards the presents that Rory actually would like. It's almost like Emily is shopping for what she herself would have wanted at Rory's age, and so in that sense, it was definitely funny to see what kinds of things Emily thought would be a good gift for a 16 or 17 year old girl, and then contrasting that with what Rory actually would have wanted. But of course, it's also very telling that she doesn't even know Rory at all, which is really sad. That really makes this episode kind of heartbreaking, just to think about how these people just don't really know each other, and it's all just a lot of miscommunication and just assuming someone will want something. Emily sort of gets overwhelmed in the store, and she ends up picking out a light-up bracelet for $12, and Lorelai thinks it's a perfect gift for her. Lorelai ends up going back to see Rory, and she reveals that she also bought two party dresses with Emily, and this is the moment where we as viewers can see that Rory seems to be feeling really low and probably pretty worried about the fact that her whole class was invited to the party on Friday. But she doesn't tell Lorelai what's wrong, and that's another issue of miscommunication, or just lack of communication. That evening, or at least in the middle of that night, it's 4:03 a.m. and it's Rory's birthday, so that means this must be very early Friday morning. And this is a really cute scene where Lorelai just comes into Rory's bed and ends up waking her up at 4:03 a.m. And she talks about how fast Rory has been growing up. And it's just really heartwarming to see all that. And we just get the sense that this is a tradition. Lorelai talks about the whole story of Rory's birthday and everything that she was going through that day. And one quote that I wrote down is, Lorelai says, "You're a great, cool kid and the best friend a girl could have." And I think Rory says something like, "You too," or something. Yeah, I think that's why this is one of the most heartwarming episodes that we've seen so far, at least for me. But it's also a little bit heartbreaking just to kind of see these different family dynamics and some of the issues that are going on between family members. Another really cute moment is Lane and Rory are at Luke's, and Luke actually blew up balloons and baked coffee cake for them. There's just one singular candle on the coffee cake underneath the exterior that he has. He really loves the Gilmores. Sometimes he doesn't want to appear soft. And this is where Rory is confiding in Lane about how nervous she is about her classmates thinking that she's some kind of freak of nature when they show up to her birthday party. I feel like Lane is such a good friend, and she says it's just one night, and she trusts that Rory can make it through. I feel like that's something that I personally tell myself a lot whenever I feel myself getting nervous about something, or like if there's something in my day that I know is going to be stressful or I need to just get through, then yeah, something that I tell myself is just, it's just 1 hour, or it's just an evening, or it's just one night. You can get through anything you need to get through. I feel like that's a really mature thing for Lane to say to her friend, and I just really appreciated that scene. Dean comes in briefly, he orders some coffee, and then on his way out, he mouths the words, "Happy birthday," to Rory as he leaves, and it was so, so cute. So I just wish that they would actually talk more. I feel like we barely get any scenes between the two of them, at least for right now. So then we head over to Emily's house, and she's preparing for the party. Seems like they've been preparing all day, if not the previous day as well, but there's a lot of professional helpers in the home, and she herself seems extremely stressed, and she's telling Richard he needs to get ready. Lorelai and Rory come in, which I was actually surprised to see them show up so soon. I thought they would only show up once it was actually the party time, but they go and change into their dresses. And okay, so now we actually get into this party. And in terms of the vibe of the party, it's definitely more like a cocktail party. It's not very youthful or anything. It's very professional. There's a lot of people mingling around, and Lorelai seems very out of place, and she's just sitting alone on a couch, and a woman named Mitzi comes up to her. And it turns out they knew each other from high school when Lorelai was pregnant. This woman, Mitzi, just doesn't seem to have a filter. Like, she asks about Christopher, Rory's father, and she acts real disappointed to hear that Christopher left and it's just Lorelai and Rory. And she kind of seems to be looking at Lorelai like, "Oh, you poor thing, like, you must have it so rough." But then Mitzi explains that she herself is recently divorced, and that's when I kind of thought maybe she's trying to feel better about herself by pointing out how Lorelai's life went wrong, or quote-unquote wrong. And it's funny, because I was also reading the Reddit page for this episode, or it was like the Gilmore Girls Reddit page, and people were talking about different episodes on there, but there were a lot of people who were sharing their own kind of stories of when they met their own version of Mitzi at a party, where, you know, you see someone that you knew from a long time ago, and sometimes it's a little bit awkward. So, or maybe you were the Mitzi in that scenario, and you ended up kind of embarrassing yourself a little bit and asking the wrong questions. And I feel like that's a very natural thing to happen when two people haven't seen each other in a while. But in terms of how it served the plot, I feel like it's one of the few times where we see Lorelai's life juxtaposed with someone else who is her age. And someone who literally went to her high school, so they had like parallel lives at a certain point. And then it's interesting to see sort of how their lives are very different now, or very similar now, you know, all of those kinds of things. This is just an interesting angle to see Lorelai's life from, if that makes sense. But yeah, Rory gets a lot of money from Richard's business pals, and yeah, there's just a bunch of Chilton people there, So it looks like some of Rory's classmates did actually show up. And of course, that means Paris and Tristan have to be there. So Tristan's just being super annoying. I feel like I still can't really read him. I don't really know how serious I should be taking the things that he says, but he says he's madly in love with Rory, and Rory is just very, very skeptical about it. And at that point, Richard actually comes over and he strikes up a conversation with Tristan, and he finds out that he did business with Tristan's grandfather, so Tristan's family probably comes from money, and we don't really know anything else about Tristan. But if anything, I feel like I feel like Richard probably sees Tristan in a really good light now, and Tristan probably got on his good side. Maybe he has some kind of redemption going on later in the series. I have no idea. But we do notice that Paris ends up looking over at him, and Paris seems quite lonely at this party, and yeah, she just kind of looks over at him very longingly. Rory ends up getting really upset at Emily, and I think this is just kind of where things just kind of blow up in Rory's mind. And she's probably just been stewing and thinking about all of these things throughout the night. And she finally does blow up at Emily. And she says, "You're the one who threw this party." And clearly, she hasn't been doing these things in the way that Rory would have wanted, and Rory ends up storming off, and she actually goes into Lorelai's old bedroom. At this point, I was wondering what you all thought of the party, and specifically just how Emily planned everything. And I really felt like earlier on in the episode where she was, for example, she was serving pudding at dinner, and she was asking what Rory wanted to eat next week, and all of those things. I thought she was really doing so well and really trying to get to know Rory and noticing the things that Rory likes, and then kind of continuing to do those things, if that makes sense. And then even in the shopping scene, she was open to Lorelai coming with her and helping her guide her towards the things that Rory would have liked. And I feel like she was really starting to open up to seeing things the way that Lorelai and Rory see things. And also just looking into what their lives are like and what they enjoy doing. It's just really unfortunate that Lorelai shut her mother out all these years. Now Emily doesn't know what Rory likes. She doesn't know her own granddaughter at all. And she also doesn't know her own daughter. She really only knows Lorelai up until she was, I don't know, 17 or 18 or 16, I guess, right? Yeah, 16. Which is not that long. I guess this party episode, or maybe just this party, is where it all really blows up to a much larger scale, and where we really are able to see just how little everyone knows about each other, just how little Emily knows about her granddaughter or her daughter or all these different relationships. And so I feel like a big conflict like this, where Rory just gets really upset, or Lorelai gets really upset, and Emily gets upset at them, all those things, I feel like it was just bound to happen at some point, because just based on the circumstances of Emily being really separate from their lives. There is a moment when Rory explains to Lorelai how Emily invited everyone from Chilton without asking her, and she says she didn't want to tell Lorelai because she didn't want to mess up the relationship that was going on between Lorelai and her mother. But of course, I think they should have communicated and they should have talked to each other, because not talking about your feelings or not talking about being upset with something as big as that, I mean, the fact that Emily invited everyone from her school, that's a big deal. And if you're not feeling right about it, then you should say something. And if you withhold that, it just creates a lot more conflict. Lorelai ends up explaining that she and her own mother, Emily, got in a fight many, many years ago when Lorelai was pregnant, and she just blew up at her mother. And Lorelai says it was the only time her mother looked small to her. And in my mind, I take that to mean that Lorelai getting pregnant was just really, really hard on Emily, and she's the kind of person who just tries to keep a straight face, or maybe that's not the right phrase. No, keep a straight face is not right. Tries to maintain their composure and not break down in front of other people and stay strong and not get too emotional. But the kind of thing that Lorelai was going through at the time must have been really, really hard for Emily as well. And Emily probably would not have talked about it or worked through it. It's just kind of sad to think about how many other things she probably just let pass over her and not really dealt with and not really felt it, you know what I mean? And then right at that moment, Emily comes in, she rushes them out of the room to go back to the party, and she says she'll deal with them later, kind of implying that things are not okay between us right now. But again, with that kind of keeping your composure thing, she doesn't want to make a scene in front of other people, so they'll just pretend everything is okay for now and then deal with each other once everyone has gone home. Yeah, the party starts wrapping up a little bit later, and Rory invites Emily to her party the next night. So that's kind of a really nice gesture, I think, and I'm really glad that she did that. If anything, I wish she had invited them sooner, you know? It feels a little bit last minute. But Emily actually ends up declining, and she's very cold about it. And you can tell that both Rory and Emily are really hurt. We know that they need to somehow make this up, and what Lorelai ends up doing is she brings Emily aside into the other room, and she tries to talk her into going to Rory's party. I think this is the most powerful scene in the episode, where Lorelai and Emily end up having a conversation about how Emily has been really controlling towards Rory, and how that kind of mirrors how Emily was really controlling towards Lorelai when she was a kid. And they say really powerful things to each other, and I think a lot of it is true, but it's also just maybe coming from a place of not understanding where the other person is coming from and why they do what they do. Things like Lorelai saying you've never tried to know her, but then as I was watching, I was just thinking, well, maybe that's because Lorelai just never allowed that to happen. So it's almost like you're blaming someone else for something that you need to take responsibility for. I think this is the first episode where I really found myself annoyed with Lorelai, and I can always come from a place of empathy, and I can always try to figure out where people are coming from. But at the same time, I think these are the kind of things that annoy me the most with Lorelai, and I think just the fact that she's so quick to blame others and not really see her own faults. I've been reading a lot of blogs about this show and the subreddit. I just stick to spoiler-free stuff as much as I can, like anything that's marked spoiler-free. Everyone on these blogs, they're just, I feel like they're always talking bad about Lorelai and just a lot of frustration with the things that she does. And I think a lot of people find her to be very selfish. I don't know if I'm feeling as strongly as they do, but this is certainly a moment where I felt frustration with her character. Lorelai ends up saying to Emily that all you need to do to make Rory feel better is to apologize for inviting the Chilton kids and just accept her invitation to the party tomorrow night. And that's a very reasonable thing to do. It's kind of Lorelai's way of showing Emily that Emily just doesn't know her granddaughter at all, and Lorelai knows what would make Rory feel better. But I also agree that apologizing and accepting the invitation would be the right thing to do. So, the next morning, Rory ends up going to the college fair at Chilton, which I thought it was interesting. It's a Saturday and they have a college fair. She ends up going over to the Harvard table and she runs into Paris at the Harvard table. And Paris reveals that she also wants to go to Harvard. And there's a brief moment of competition and maybe some hostility between them, but it really transforms into what I see as the start of a friendship between them. I feel like Paris is just very lonely, and we see that especially in this episode, just the way that she always appears by herself, the way she just looks to people as wanting to get to know them, but maybe being a little too shy or closed off to do so. So I'm seeing a promising future with her character for sure. And she actually, I mean, we noticed this at the party, but she seems to like Tristan, and she just wanted to check with Rory whether Rory liked him or something. They part ways, and Paris ends up saying, "Nice party." Earlier, Paris was kind of trash talking the fact that she was invited to the party, and she was, I think she said something like, "I don't want to go, but my parents are going to make me go." And then it turns out she ended up kind of enjoying herself, I guess. So, okay, so now we're getting into the Saturday birthday party, which I don't know about you guys, but this party seems a lot more fun. So there's a lot of people from Stars Hollow over there. They're giving gifts to Rory. And Lorelai actually got her an iBook. So, yeah, a computer that came in this really big box. And this is another thing I wanted to ask you guys. Did you think it was kind of weird that Lorelai got Rory such an expensive gift, considering she was okay with Emily getting Rory just a $12 bracelet? So I don't know if this is another weird power play where Lorelai wanted to shut Emily out a little bit more by recommending that Emily get a cheaper gift. At the same time, I really don't want to believe that. I don't want to think that Lorelai has these ulterior motives of wanting to like compete with her mother for her kids' love. But Suki made her a cake with her face on it. And right, so after Rory blows out the candles, which by the way, it really looked like she was about to set something on fire. She didn't, but it really looked like it. And the doorbell ends up ringing, and we see that it's Emily and Richard. And they look very out of place. Emily still acts very cold toward Lorelai, just simply based on what happened the previous night, and it was very much unresolved between them. But we can tell that Rory ended up getting over it a lot easier, just because things are a lot simpler for her. We even saw that Rory was wearing the bracelet that Emily bought her, and that was before she even saw Emily and Richard walk through the door. Regardless, she still wore the bracelet because she still loves her grandmother. And Lorelai ends up telling Suki that her parents have never been to her house before, which, at least for me, it was very shocking. This whole episode, I had been getting the sense that Lorelai really shut her parents out of her life, but I didn't know it was to such an extent that her parents had never even been to her house, which also explains why Emily and Richard just looked really out of place. Lorelai ends up finding her mother in the bedroom, so I guess Emily might have gotten a bit overwhelmed, but also maybe a little curious, just being in her daughter's home that she's never been in before. And Emily thinks that Luke maybe likes Lorelai, and she likes Luke, and she just noticed a little thing between them. But then also we notice that there's a photo of Lorelai on, I think maybe it was on the dresser or something. Emily picks up this photo and she sees that Lorelai has a broken leg in the photo, and she says, "I didn't know you broke your leg." Lorelai says, yeah, I broke my leg. And Emily just realizes that she missed out on all these things, you know. I mean, breaking her leg, it's not a huge deal, but it is something that you would tell your family about, you know. This is where I think we really start to see Emily breaking down, or breaking down in the sense that we can kind of see the different layers to her. And she just seems genuinely upset and heartbroken that she had been shut out from Lorelai and Rory's life. At the end, Rory and Lorelai end up telling Emily and Richard that it meant a lot for them to come to the party. And I really hope that it just gets better from here. Yeah, oh man, so one of the final scenes, it's not the last scene, but I really felt like I was tearing up at this moment when, in the car, as Emily and Richard are getting ready to drive home, Emily is just kind of staring off into the distance, and she says, "She's right, I don't know my daughter at all." You really get to see right through her, and you get to not only feel really heartbroken for her, but also maybe a little bit of hope. This is the start of maybe rebuilding that relationship, or building that relationship, because it wasn't really there to begin with. So yeah, I would love to know what you all thought about that moment. To end on a light note, later, back in the house, Suki is staying late and helping Lorelai clean up the kitchen, and Lorelai ends up just glancing out the window, and she sees Rory and Dean chatting out in the yard, and Dean ended up making Rory a leather bracelet. And by the way, Dean wasn't at the party. He wasn't at either of the parties, so he seems to just be kind of coming and going as he pleases. And they hold hands for a really quick second, and Lorelai just has a terrified look on her face, just staring out the window. So that's where we end the episode, actually. And I hope that means we get more of Rory and Dean next episode. I don't actually remember if we do. Maybe once I look up the title for next week, something will come back to my memory. But yeah, I hope that kind of acts as a transition, because I feel like we've only been getting just very tiny scenes between the two of them. And I feel like these new relationships, like not only with Rory and Dean, but also with Lorelai and Max, I feel like these possible new relationships are a very exciting and positive thing in this show. I mean, I definitely love seeing all these interesting family relationships and conflicts happen, because there's a lot there and just a lot to think about. But at the same time, I like having more light storylines as well. And I really look forward to seeing those. So I think this is the perfect place to take a break, and I'll be back with some questions for you all. Alright, welcome back from break. I actually am having more of my ube muffins. Yeah, if you have the opportunity to make it, I really recommend it. I don't know, you guys. I've been thinking a lot about this episode, and I recently realized just throughout the process of making this podcast over the past few weeks, I realized that I need to watch the episode, take notes, and then just kind of think about it for a few days before I record, because I just need the time to process everything that happened, especially with this episode where there was a lot going on. And I still, to be honest, I don't feel fully satisfied with the thoughts that I presented today. I feel like there's a lot more there. I hope at least it's enough to get your own mind going and thinking about the different characters and what they have going on, because I just see it as an opportunity to explore another universe and other lives, other characters. So I find that to be really fun. Yeah, maybe someday I'll be able to form my thoughts about the characters a little bit better, maybe looking back on this episode. I would love to know what you all thought about this episode of Gilmore Girls, because I think this is my favorite episode so far. I really liked Cinnamon's Wake as well, so it was more fun, perhaps. But I also just really loved this episode because, as I was saying, it kind of strikes a nice balance between heartwarming but also heartbreaking, but then also with a little bit of hope in there for the characters. We got a lot of Emily, which, as you know, I love Emily just as a character. Some other exciting things that we got was maybe a potential new friendship for Rory with Paris. And of course, we had two birthday parties, and it's always nice to see everyone together in one room. I think the only negative thing about this episode that I would have to say is just, as I was saying earlier, just that I didn't really vibe with Lorelai in many moments. And I think she just needs to take responsibility a little bit more, or at the very least try to see things from other people's perspectives a little bit more. Her character would really redeem herself for me if I saw her making more of an effort to let Emily into her life and also into Rory's life. So if she's able to recognize that and then actually try to make better relationships, then I feel like that would be really good for her. And my last question is a more fun question, which is, what did you all think of the dresses at the party, or just the outfits at the party? Did you have a favorite look or a least favorite look? I think my least favorite look might be Paris's dress at the Friday party. Maybe her parents dress her, or mom dresses her, I don't know. She just looks very uncomfortable. But I'm curious what you all thought. Alright, title for next week's episode. I just looked it up, you guys. It's Kiss and Tell, which, now that I'm hearing the title, I can remember what happens, or at least I can remember one thing that happens. But I'm definitely excited to watch it and take notes and all that stuff. But yeah, I really hope you all are having a good evening, or whenever you're listening to this. And next time I talk to you, I'm gonna be in my new place in California, which is so crazy to think about, but it's gonna be a big change for me. I definitely love the fact that this podcast is something that I can just come back to and talk about my life, or how the characters in this show can relate to my life, and then talk to you guys, of course. So it just makes me feel really good, no matter what I'm nervous about or excited about, all those things. So I hope you all feel the same way. So don't forget to check out my Instagram if you're interested in just seeing the different things that I'm cooking throughout the week. There's a lot of videos on there that are not related to Gilmore Girls, just because I do end up cooking and baking a lot more throughout the week, and not just for this podcast, of course. Regardless, I still like sharing them with you if I think it ended up turning out pretty well. So you can check that out, and feel free to email me, as always, if you have thoughts on Gilmore Girls episodes, or if you just want to chat. So thank you so much, and I really look forward to talking again next week. Bye, guys.